I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gene Marks, who's back from the road trips these last weeks, been listening to America talk about China, talk about taxes, talk about regulation. But now we have a new name, tariffs, spelled with two F's. What does it mean for small businesses, Gene?
Well, in our last segment, I did talk to you about those kitchen cabinet manufacturers. You know, a lot of them are small and mid-sized businesses, and they're excited to have tariffs so that they can compete with low-cost imports that are coming in. So in some cases, businesses themselves will have that advantage because they can be put on a more level playing field. Remember, that turns into retaining jobs. I mean, again, say you're a cabinet manufacturer and you can't compete against China. And what do? You have to cut back and, you know, people can lose employment. So that's the big political reason behind why, Trump is so much behind tariffs. Tariffs itself, also they protect industries. They help small businesses maybe that are in e-commerce where they buy goods from overseas and resell them. But those goods themselves, might come at a different price. But the biggest issue with tariffs that people are very much concerned about is inflation. It's a cost. So if companies are going to continue to import goods for their materials and then resell them, and those come at a 60% higher cost, because that's the tariff rate that Trump is proposing on China, well, the companies are going to have to make profits somehow. They're going to pass that down to their customers, and you and I are going to wind up, paying more for the products that we get. So that is itself an issue. But, the people that support higher tariffs are saying, well, it's going to force American, businesses to rely more on American products and to buy American products. And, they won't necessarily have to buy those cheap Chinese goods anymore because they're not as cheap with all the tariffs. So they got to keep it in-house. But again, if that's the case, businesses will be paying more, and that's going to definitely raise, provide a lot of challenges to their margins. And that's what a lot of people are concerned about.
The DOD, the SBA, and you. Gene, what will those acronyms stand for?
Well, the DOD is the Department of Defense. And there was a really interesting article that I reported on and shared with you from defensescoop.com about the Pentagon. There is a new licensing program that's been approved now where the SBA can contribute money into certain funds and they can raise money from other outside investors as well. And these funds that are a combination of SBA funds and private investor funds, these capital funds, can now be used to fund small businesses that are doing work to support the Department of Defense. So, for example, if you're a small business and your business is doing AI technology or space technology or renewable energy or microelectronics, there's a whole list of them. These products, if you're in that industry, you are eligible to get funding. These are like grants that you can be getting from these funds, from money from the SBA and private investors that will be given to you to further develop it, because it's all in national defense interests. And then those products that you're developing would then be sold to the Department of Defense. So again, if you're in those industries or any industries that you think in the technology world that you think might be impacted, go to defensescoop.com and look for the article about the Pentagon expecting billions to be pumped into small businesses. It might be an opportunity for you to really get some free money from the government to fund your company.
A business owner, you want to start your own business. You have another idea.
Well, there's a lot of interesting businesses that are out there to be started. And I really, really enjoyed this one post by a guy named Ben Kelly. This was a post that's on X, formerly known as Twitter. Ben Kelly he says he's acquired and scaled 7 businesses. He's got more than 100,000 followers. And he listed a bunch of businesses to start. And his theme of his post is the business doesn't have to be sexy. It's the unsexiest business, John, that are the ones that are needed the most and that have the most promise. For example, junk removal businesses, tent rental businesses, ice vending businesses, dumpster rental businesses, pack and ship centers. These are not the kind of businesses that you see featured in Hollywood movies or in cool and hip entrepreneurs, you know, doing their thing. These are dirty, smelly, but they sound a lot like the associations, John, that I go and I speak to. But these are core businesses, and I've just given you a few examples that are 30 seconds, they're boring, but they're profitable.
Yes, you know? I see. There's a picture here of storage facilities, you know.
Yes.
And boy, does that not look exciting, but clearly...
It is not exciting at all, and yet it is. Storage facilities are a booming business. Right. There is a continuing need for this kind of stuff, and you don't have to be running like a, you know, like I said, a cooler hip coffee shop in, you know, in Brooklyn to make a good profit. There's a lot of better ways to be doing that, and that was the point of his post, and I found it really enjoyable.
Welcome back, Gene Marks. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,